2020, one for the ages, that's for sure. It started with an attempt, and a successful attempt, to impeach the president. Of course, he was not removed from office because it was a bogus attempt by the Democrats to remove him from office. And then, of course, we moved into the pandemic, then rioting in the streets. And then, of course, this past Friday, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Top that all off with an election coming up 42 days from today, 6 weeks straight forward, and it's quite a year. My next guest here on the program is Republican Paul Young. He is a challenger to the Democratic incumbent in Michigan's 8th Congressional District. It's one of those districts, about 32 or 3 around the country, that leaned red but went blue in 2018 and switched to House. It's a red-leaning district, but Alyssa Slotkin has a lot of money. Paul Young here with me on the program. Paul, good to talk to you again.
Steve, good to be with you this morning.
I know it's an uphill battle for you and some folks in some other districts, but, man, you're out there doing it every day. Tell me about the climate, the political climate out there when you're talking to people. In your district, for people that don't know, you have rural, you have urban, you have kind of a mix, a pretty good mix, and it's a pretty good-sized district, isn't it?
It is. It's all of Ingham County, all of Livingston, and the north part of Oakland all the way over to Rochester and Rochester Hills. And, you know, as you said, I'm out every day in person and on the phone talking with people. And no surprise, a lot of interest, a lot of intense feeling, and certainly amongst conservatives and all Republicans, a feeling that the left is just out of control, that they're tearing down not just statues, but trying to tear down our history, tear down our values. And, you know, we're standing up and fighting for that. And I'm looking forward to success in November.
Yeah, and I just looked at a headline moving across the wire here. Federal judge, Wisconsin absentee ballots that arrive up to 6 days late can count. In Michigan, they made it 14 days. And so Democrats, so concerned they can't win elections fairly, are trying to change the rules everywhere in America. Now, I don't know if this ruling in the federal judge in Wisconsin will hold up. I don't know if the ruling in Michigan will hold up. But certainly, ballots coming in a week or two after Election Day, I mean, why don't we just vote year-round? It just doesn't matter. There will be no rules, no guidelines. As long as the Democrats win, that's the rule we'll go with.
Hard to argue with your premise there. I mean, elections have consequences, and that's why a big achievement of President Trump's is to get so many judges appointed, and we've got another opportunity before us now. But, yeah, it's disappointing to watch judges just toss aside established election law and create opportunities for mischief. It's not encouraging.
It's not encouraging. And as I mentioned off the top here, Paul Young here, he's running for the 8th Congressional District seat held by Alyssa Slotkin. She was one of those selected candidates in 2018, brought in because of her background with doing work for the government and so forth. I mean, she was hand-selected, if you will, to run in this district. And now you're running against her. She has a tremendous amount of money. In fact, I think she has more money than any other congressional candidate in America. How do you run against that? How do you fight back?
It is astounding, the millions of dollars that pour into her campaign, mostly from, you know, Massachusetts, Connecticut, California, New York. It's breathtaking. You know, I think what you do is you take every opportunity you can to talk to the voters and make sure that what her paid-for message, which is this, I'm an independent-minded bipartisan person, which is just simply not true. And that's not just my opinion. That's based on looking across the board at her votes and at some of the votes she's taken where members of her own party say, this bill is so bad, it's Washington game-playing, it's delaying needed help to the American people, and yet she votes, you know, right in lockstep
but
with Democratic leadership.
Folks. Yeah, didn't a lot of the folks do that came in the class of 2018 vote in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi? So let me ask you this, Paul. We got a couple of minutes here. Talking to people now since Friday, the Supreme Court has to be of utmost importance to people that support you, and it's of utmost importance to people that don't support you. How critical? What is that the number one issue? Is the economy number one? COVID-19, where do they stack up?
You know, I guess it's hard to rank those things. I think as it affects people's everyday life immediately as they see it, it probably is the COVID virus and jobs and the economy. I mean, we know that the Supreme Court decisions can impact our lives, but that's a little more distant, I think, for most of us. But, I mean, they're all important. And, you know, we were asked last night in a debate about, you know, should the president make a nomination? And my answer was, of course. mean, it's a constitutional right and responsibility of the president to do that. I've read and heard that there have been 29 instances where a president has had an opening in the Supreme Court during the last year of his term. And in all 29 of those instances, a president has nominated a new justice. So
that's right. And 19 have been seated. That's right. 19 have been seated in an election year. 17 out of 19 for the times when the president and the party in control of the Senate were the same. So there you go. It happens almost every single time. Why would now be different? Because it doesn't help the Democrats, apparently. That's what I'm hearing, Paul.
That's right. And hey, look, we have a precedent from just 20 years ago where a Supreme Court was needed to rule on an issue related to a presidential election. So you can't predict for sure that that'll happen or that if it did, the current 8-member court would split 4-4, but it could. So that makes it even more important that we get a 9th justice. So it seems both not just appropriate, but the right thing to do to proceed forward and fill that position.
All right. Paul Young here. It's J-U-N-G-E for those of you scoring at home. Paul,
thank you.
Young. Well, you know, people get a little confused. I want to make sure they got this right. J-U-N-G-E. Where do people find you, Paul, to support you, find out more about you, maybe try to help to even the cash issue you have? Where do they go?
Well, thank you. I'm active on social media and on Facebook, and my website, of course, is my name, PaulJunge.com. Gives people an opportunity to be in touch, to support our campaign financially, and to learn more about what we're doing to represent the people of the 8th District.
All right. Best wishes out there, Paul. I know it's a lot of work. You got 42 days to go. I'm sure you'll work every single one of them. You won't be in your basement in Delaware. That I know. Paul, greatly appreciate it. I do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Paul Young in a tough fight to take back a seat that was lost to the Democrats, to Alyssa Slotkin in 2018. It is an R+4 district. There are a lot of those across the country. How do you get them back if you're the Republicans? We'll be back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
If I told you you could save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a WellConnect unit, would you listen? Let me tell you, WellConnect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you a ton of money. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, this might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and will keep you comfortable the whole year. WellConnect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 and go to their website, WellConnectSaves.com. 989-356-2113, WellConnectSaves.com. Getting a WellConnect is a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.